says in the parsha, "Yirim al Hashem el Avrom, lech lecho me'artzecho, umuladetecho umibeisodicho el oretz asher areko." So Chazal say, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him go to Eretz Yisrael? Why it says Eretz Asher Areko? Why does it say go to Eretz Yisrael? Zalim Chazal, liten lo ischar al kol psir ve kol psir. To give him ischar al kol psir ve kol psir. This is the reason Hashem didn't tell him go to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem told him elo Eretz Asher Areko. So what is the pshat? So Baruch Ber zok pshat. Avoch no zog nahim ofo Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber said pshat. Said if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell him go to Eretz Yisrael, so the chefze of the mitzvah would be to be in Eretz Yisrael. So the ganze alich at Eretz Yisrael is only a hechshon mitzvah. But if he has to go and he doesn't have where to go to, so the chefze of the mitzvah is to walk. So mele gets his chal kol psiyah v'psiyah. Hashem told him go to Eretz Yisrael. He has to be there. I mean, if he jumps over, he's there also. So this is a hechshon mitzvah. Literally, schar kol psiyah v'psiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him you have to go to Eretz Asher Areko. Start to walk. So then a hechshon mitzvah, the chefze says to walk. Till I will tell you where. Stipler zok ta'an of Wolfgang Ganzen. Stipler says when a person knows where he's going, some people, you know, some people are going for Shabbos, yeah, man. Shvach people. So the whole week, otot in Shabbos, shen ben azmane. The person that doesn't know where he's going, he doesn't know when the zman will finish. It looks like ever. So he says, if Avram will know he's going to Eretz Yisrael, a little trip. He doesn't shvach. Hashem tells him, walk till I will tell you. And a gate, and a gate, and a gate. Mele, he kriegt a schar, al kol psia v'psia, he gets a schar. Then it says, the posuk, it's posuk gimel, v'avorecho mevorecho, u'mekolelecho o'oyo. So before Shem Shtel, it says, v'avorecho mevorecho, I will bench the people that will bench you, u'mekolelecho o'oyo. And the people that will curse you, I will be mekalod. מה נפשך? עוד עושה איזה אבורכךו מבורכךו והקלל מקללךו. Why it says first I will bench the people that will bench you and the people that will מקלל you I will מקלל. So the קליוקר says a פרשת פשעת מידו טויבו מרובו מידו ספורוניס מחשוב הטויבו הקדוש ברוך הוא מצרפו למעשה. So if someone wants to bench you already I will bench him. אבל the מקלל it's only if ילם שמקלל גיבור. But the Goyen Mivilna gizach the gival the kevot. The Goyen says, go to a rich person, tell him, give me a bracha. What he will tell you? I have a house, a boat, a plane. I'm forsogin. Go to a poor person, someone was to essen, as Hashem, someone was to essen, chasad the kinder. This is his forsogin. This is his forsogin. If you go to a rich person, that he'll be mekalal you. What he'll be mekalal you? Be a homeless. I will go to a poor person, mekalel you, have sores, sit in jail. Mehem, homeless is not good. Mele zog de goyen hazeh. The people that want to be mevorich you, I will give them a brocha before that the musogim will be great. The men will do a bench. But the people that want to mekalel you, I will not punish them before. That means they will give it first the klolas. The vile I will leave them okay. Noch the klolas. The Mishnah Chochma says, lefi dem, avi zog na knech. Says if state that the bracha comes before the mevorechecho, he says state va'avorcho mevorechecho b'loshem rabbi, u'mekalelcho o'orim b'loshem yochi. Says vala pshat hazeh vala will bench them before. So every person wants to bench you will become a isha. So everyone will start to bench you. Va'avorcho mele v'zay mevorechecho u'mekalelcho. Now it's one pshat. I'm sure you had a learned this. Someone is saying, Avraham Avinu goes with Tzoroh Imeinu. And then he tells her, Hine no yodate ki isha yifas mareat. So stop with that. Bavus the kash with the marshal and chidush ha-gode. In fact, the marshal says, Hine no yodate, istoch osu le kash se isha ad shireno. Avraham Avinu kim miskol ha-tere kulo. So what Hine no yodate? But he didn't look at it before the chasin, istoch ha-lochem mefureshes. So the marshal says, two tirutzi, the verse says, two tirutzi. One Teret says, he looked then, about 100 years later, he thought already she can go on out of the Freud. Another thing the Maharshal says, someone that is planning all of his life not to look, doesn't have to look. That's a bit of sure, because the Maharshal says sometimes you come to the water and you see. The Maharshal is a crash. I mean, we have an art parasha that the Maharshal saw in there. But says, look, the Maharshal. Maybe there's an act to tell it. So he tells her, Imri lo achoy siyat, leman yitav li ba'avurech, v'choy sonav shi biglolech. So the Maharshal says, yitav li ba'avurech, yitnu li matonis. Don't tell you my wife, don't kill me. Say I'm your brother. So I get a lot of money, and also I will live Baruch Hashem. He's scared to be killed. Don't say you're my wife, because they will kill me. Say I'm your brother. And I will get a lot of money, Baruch Hashem. And also I will be safe. So the Mefarshim say Pshat. Can you see maybe say Pshat like this? This is another hour. That was only he wants money. Say that. So he says, "V'choyso nafshi vi." The pasuk had to say, "Imri na choysia leman choyso nafshi vi yitav li ba'avurich." Chosh, he wants money, but chosh first to live. What will help the money if he doesn't live? Yeah. So Pshat is as he will say he's a brother. So the Eilim will ask, "So was the Alta Kachka brother is going with his sister around the world?" Chmeshugoyim. I'm getting the nadin. You'll say he's here for the money. He's my nadin. He looks after me. He came to get the presents. But mele, the man yitav li ba'avurech v'choyso nafshi biglolech. If you will ask for the money from me, the mele v'choyso nafshi biglolech. The mele, then I will get what I need to get. One more hour before. It says in the pasuk, Lloyd got taken by Sdoim. Vayim Melech Sdoim el Avram, ten li hanefesh v'arichush. Vayim Avram Melech Sdoim, arimoy siyodi el Hashem kelelien kelene, im mechut v'atzroich na'al. V'im hekech mikol asher lecho. V'leisei marani eshalti es Avram. But they say, "Man, you shout to Zavrom. I don't want." So I remember now Zavot. I heard once my uncle Avrom, Avrom Shmulevitz. He said, "What's the pshat?" Says, "V'no'al tatzichenu Hashem elokeinu, lo lidei matnas b'sovodo, v'lo lidei alvoso, kim liyotcho." Well, that's Hashem. We'll go to work, yeah. Hashem, we don't want money. Lo lidei matnas b'sovodo, lo lidei alvoso, kim liyotcho. How? With full stacks of money from the sky. Because we're davening to go out to work. So you fight the end of the grace of Rebbe's. No, that's a hino Hashem lekeinu. Leli de matnas b'sovodom. Leli de alvosom. From no one. Only from you. How we get money from you? If you go out to work. How else Hashem can send you money? So like Zohar says, it's three kind of people that give money. Some people give money. Fuck out. He supports against Russia. So that's how you know. All the Kalim in Russia, he supports. He's the ganze belt is him. He gives. The Finnish girl from the Zohar mentioned. So don't mention, he gives money that when he comes down to Israel, he will have it in to go into the Gedolim. Yeah? So he has Cheshbonos. He gives, but he's well connected. So basically, he gives money, he's planning to get back at this Tevez Anur. V'loli de Alvoso. We want from people that feel this, like the money that belongs to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Shluchim, they have a schus to give him the Mezakit HaMelech HaChomim. Well, tell me, I'm here, Shalti Yisavrom. Later, that is how we get for the Jews and the God Celebrity. I want from people that feel, I've been a Shliach for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So the Pasuk says, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem Hoitzi Lechem V'yayin ויבורכהו ויאמר ברוך אתה אשכל אליון אשר מיגן צריך ובידך וייתן לו מייסר מכל אברהם אבינו גייב מייסר כסופים את מלכי צדק מלכי צדק הוא זה כהן he gave him מייסר מלכי צדק מלך שולם הוא יצילחם ויין והוא כהן לכל אליון ברוך כל אליון אשר מיגן צריך ובידך וייתן לו מייסר מכל he gave him מייסר ואשס ומאבסים What is Vayitel Loi Maiser Mikoil? What is Mikoil? Vayitel Loi Maiser. What is Mikoil? Zog de Afloe. that Avraham Avinu gave him Meiser not only a tenth of his Nechasim, and Sdoim, Be'etzim, he took over Sdoim. He had billions of money there. He gave it back to Melech Sdoim. But the Meiser was in his hands for 5 minutes. So he gave him a tenth of every single belongs to Sdoim. Even that he didn't keep it, but he was Mechuyav already in Meiser Ksofim. So he gave him Meiser Ksofim, Vayitin Le Meiser Mikoil. If you look at the Talmud Yonis ibn Uzziel, it's word by word. He gave him Meiser Mikoil, from everything what he won in the war. So Pankin Yafsik Mikzdam was a Meiser Yidin Bnei Brak, went in his building, and he found 100 shekel in his building. So he went to ask him, Chaim Kanievsky, what is the halacha? After 5 minutes, he meets his neighbor, he tells, you know, I lost 100 shekel. So he said, the Meiser, I said, I'm just going to ask him, Chaim Kanievsky. So he asked him, Chaim Kanievsky. He said, listen, you don't have to, but if you're Meiser Sadin, you could give him. But you have to know, if you're giving it to him, you're already Mechuyav 10 shekel Meiser, because you won 100 shekel. So you can give him 90 or give him 100, but you have to give Meiser. They said, the person who gets it really lost it, really. So he has to give 9 shekel to Meiser when he gets it back. So you have to give 10, and he has to give 9. But left with 81. Ben Gerai, from our parsha. Avraham Avinu gave Meiser for what he took from his daim. So I heard from my shver as a sinishtazi. I was once with my shver, Avraham Gurwitz. There was a phone call from the bank, the English bank. I was speaking to the rabbi, yeah, you know, someone just put in your account 10 million pounds. So he said, I'm sorry, I think. So I shut the phone right away. So why are you saying sorry? Tosaku muta. So I said, I'm a girl that is not mine. So I said, I'll take it. You know what? He said, I'm a girl. I said, well, you're a tzaddik and mine a chesh, you have kids. I said, there's no shishiva, you don't know how to support it. Moch Hashem, Hashem, send me money. I said, I want to tell you, if you want to be a tzaddik, Philip Chaim Kanievsky, you have to give 1 million pounds to Meiser. So if you made it to the bank, you will not have money to give to Meiser. So basically, you come to the Shemayim to be Zayin HaRosha. Because you mechuyav now 1 million pounds to Meiser. So he said, I never had a daf to be Zayin Chaba Gimore. Gimore says that they bought a chamoyer from a goy, and it was a marganise. And Rav said, chamoyer kanise, marganise loy kanise, and they went to bring it back, and it was a kiddush Hashem. No, it was with Meiser. He also was very poor. He didn't have to give Meiser. He gave back the diamond. He never could have given Meiser. I'm not mechuyav to do that. So the Meiser went back to Chaim Kanievsky. So Chaim said that the Meiser, if a person doesn't have a das to be koyin, erlech hayid, and he wants to give it back, Avadi doesn't have to give Meiser. So the Shaila was supposed to be Avraham Avinu. So he said, Avraham Avinu is given a ander zach. He was zoiche bekibush milchama. He was zoiche bekibush milchama. Kibush milchama, you koyin even without a das. So it's interesting, I saw one of the nine mechabrim, he says, givaldi kipshat in the posuk. It says, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholom Hoitzi Lechem V'Yayin. Rashi says, Lechem V'Yayin. Shechen Oisim Leyegeya HaMilchomo. So the Medrash state, Avraham had a very big pachad. When he killed all of the Melochim, could be was different ways to save Loit without killing so much people. So he was scared, maybe he killed people Sheloi Kedin. But the Aloch is B'Shas Milchomo, even if you kill Sheloi Kedin, you're potu. Because this is the way where you feel a milchama. The milchama, you don't have to make a cheshbon. That person, you could kill him. Le'atzir ibechem me'evor of an at. That's it, the din milchama. So Malki Tzedek took out wine to tell him, that's the given a din milchama. It was not only a tzoras nefosh from Loit. That's the gehez the milchama. This is what Malki Tzedek told him. Me'er the psukim avei gishma. Ah, it's the given a milchama? Vayitel ha'maisel mikoy. If you tell me Malki Tzedek says I'm milchama, so Mela, I was zoich in the money, so even then I'm going to give it back to Melech Zoim, but Mela, I'm going to give you Meiser. The aside of the parsha, that I want to speak about today is, there's a big aside, I heard once from Don Segal, so a person wants to be a Talmid Chochem. So everyone is sitting here, Baruch Hashem, Alomdim. Sometimes when you want to buy a house, you go and you hug the house very strong. Becomes yours? No. You jump on it. You hug it. You push it. You sleep outside. Sleep on the top. Aloche, kesef shtar hazoke. On them. Teire, and al tzisrol, but when I get in your name of Teire, is niknes al yedei Yisur. It's no musik to become a Talmid Chochem on having it hard, on working hard. Nishto azazach. No one will become a Talmid Chochem without having it hard. He cries that the house will be his. He daven 100 Shmona Esrei that the house will be his. But on a Kinyan, it doesn't become his. We'll take our parsha for the Moshe. This is the great Tzayaf Teir and Tzayin Eretz Yisrael. We have to remember that because this is our Yiddishkeit. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, V'hine Eimo v'chashicho g'doy lo nefele solov, Yodo ha-teida ki zarecho be'eretz lo ilager zarecho be'eretz lo ilayim v'ovdu v'hine samarbam ha-yishono. Fregt Avraham, What I did wrong? Nothing. So what will help that they will be there for 400 years? They will die. They will be inside the walls, the little kids. But this is the only way Klal Yisrael will become Klal Yisrael. Our Tchilas HaEmunah is Giboit of them. We don't understand it. What is the Shaykhus? Why we need this Tziruf? As they gate us. And there's no short way. There's no understanding why we went into Mitzrayim. Chagolish Gitan. Went in and went out. Everyone died. We finished Memtesh Aritum. But this is the way to become class. There's no different way. This was the way to kind of Eretz Yisrael and Teir. B'zoi steida. Choyshech. So a person has to know, there's a Klal Yisrael and there's every Delevavi Mishkan Evne. Every person has his own private life. His own private Hatzlocha. There's no way to skip your private Hatzlocha. To come to your Madreges, it doesn't go without that. Well, a person is Maisa Nefesh to learning. It's hard. He's tired. There's now Shabbos, winter, raining. He sits and learns. I was a Bochum in Panovich. I'm a little shishi. Little Shabbos, we learned. The way it worked is you ate a suit in the yeshiva. Was a race who will finish quicker. Most of the Olam ate 5 minutes to finish the Suda. Our table, I was minding with things meals for 10 minutes. Like, Chidush, people were telling me I'm not a Chosh V'Bochur because of that. I was fine. But let me show you, after 50 minutes we were up, the race was, I'm embarrassed to say it, but the race was who doesn't get up to the bathroom the whole night. An official race, yeah? You sat in your place and you learned till the morning. Till the morning. 2 o'clock by night already, Rabbi David Povalsky will come to this marriage to join us. Every Lo Shabbos, every one of the guys that stayed, today is a Talmid Chacham. Every one of them. Not the Yitzim Nekrat. That's going to be Lo Shabbos. Shabbos day anyway, the whole day gets a waste. We dive early, slept. 4 o'clock, we're awake, wake up. Anyway, that the hours mushed around the Ganze Shabbos. I remember, on the seat, twice you got up, you got on three, you felt like you're a failure. And you sat and learned. That's given a little Shabbos. The winter little Shabbos, a person could take the little Shabbos. Alright, it's a shtick of oil. He's not enjoying it. You have to know, there's a gewisse amount of tzar and mesirus nefesh that will make you from a pashta bocher to a choshev bocher, to have a kinyan and teir. And this is the best ones. Of Lili Shabbosis. Shulfa. Shmuel Rozovsky would come to Panovich 12 o'clock in the afternoon. He would be dressed for Shabbos. He would sit in his place. And meet a nigger as a galant. I think he did 80 blood. This is from Knesset Shabbos and the seat. Shishiva Masitsvi also was like that. I said, over. Once, so again, listen, sweet, he didn't use electricity. Chashmal, the Yiddish Chashmal. So they had this, so he learned in Vizhnitz. In Rehov Nechemia, there they had a generator. At 12 o'clock by night, it finished. So he would come home, so he had like a looks, these little lights that on fire. But that was Cheshit, the Shittit, the Cheshash Mishamayat in it. So his Rebbetzin would stand near him till 3 o'clock to be sure that he would not be out and he would sit and learn. So you come today, he's busy, people going in and out, hours, yeah? Let's think again. Friday from 12 o'clock, Suda Shabbos, and you learn until 3 o'clock. It doesn't disturb your week, because you sleep Friday of Shabbos afternoon. Another bracha could be from now to Motzei Shabbos to learn another half an hour. These are the two options. This is the Amolah Shel Torah that a person has. Und das ist die Wende, ihr seht von Jiddischkeit. The person of Molche Gross at Nebach, because he's one of the biggest Nayonim. They say, when I was in Kulteira, they said, oh, when he learned in Kulteira, this is what they say, I don't know if it's right or not. They say he was so, they say, Shol Shalogach Sapor, he would like, you know, he would uptight, start to chap it, he would do Shol Shalogach. This is what they say in Kulteira, in my days. In days, one most Choshem Rabbanim of Nebach. I heard from his Mishpoche, the first 10 years in his life, after he got married, he would learn the whole little Shabbos and let him until the morning. Again, is the chetimtze that it doesn't disturb. In the winter, it doesn't disturb. Shabbos day is nothing more to do. If you eat out, you eat out in the place, and then after an hour, you feel more physically in the shiva. After an hour, you're back. I don't know, you don't go to a far place. A person thinks, Leila Shabbos. It's my son nefesh. You don't become a Talmid Chacham on my son nefesh. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, some people want to know Shas overnight, but they have one problem, and that night they also want the Chapesh Lof. Hashem tells them, oh, this night you can know Shas. Say it. He also, stay up one night, you know Shas. He wants to sleep in that night also. Person is, does the Metzias of Teire. The Metzias of Teire is Kniknes Meisurim. So a person sometimes can have hard Yisurim, and a person can have the Mesilas Nefesh for learning. When he gives over the Mesilas Nefesh for learning, if a person will give over this Mesilas Nefesh to learning, Me'ez Hashem will have Siyata Rishmaye, will be Zeich Atake to become Bintal Melech HaChomer.